Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
Okay, I have a special guest today. She's here from across the country. We're going to be talking about her exploits in the areas of film. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me what you're doing in a couple weeks. Where are you going?
It's actually this week. I am going to an Asian American Film Festival.
Okay.
And that's, I guess, as specific as maybe you want it.
Well, let's put it this way. You're taking your award-winning film to an Asian American Film Festival.
Sure. That sounds good. Yeah.
Tell me about your... speak to me about your film career.
My film career. Okay. I guess by day, I do have a paid film job where I produce. I'm a producer. I produce industrial-type videos for an agency. They're pretty dry. They're mostly shown on like websites or shown for as like sales marketing tools. So they're not even on TV or anything, but, I learn a lot and I get to work on set and with film crews and so forth. And so, I've learned a lot doing that, but overall the work isn't exactly satisfying content wise.
Right.
But then on my own, I've made short films and, you know, over the past several years. Thank you. Okay. And, submitted to festivals and been to several film festivals with those shorts. So that's been pretty entertaining. And I've met a lot of people at film festivals doing that. So it's been a good networking tool. Although, you know, hopefully someday I'll be working on a feature, and I guess that in the end is sort of a lofty long-term goal, but I guess should be more realistic if I really focused.
Is that your dream to just only make feature films? I mean, what is your sort of...
I would like to continue having a career in film and okay. In whatever capacity. Right now it seems like producing is the way I have been making a living doing it, but ideally being a writer director for narrative film, I think is kind of the dream goal.
I think we should step back a second, because I don't think a lot of people know what a producer is. You know, what does a producer do?
I think producer has a lot of definitions depending on what you're doing. So, I actually probably don't have as much experience as some other people. I guess technically I would be a line producer. So if you think of a film shoot as like an event, then I'm planning the event. So I find the location, I hire the crew, I hire actors, I kind of take care of all the logistics and travel. But I think because these shoots are fairly small, I kind of wear several hats too, and I work for my agency. So then I'm also working with clients and the client managers and going through storyboards and scripts with people. I script supervise on set. To make sure that everything is saying what needs to be said, since these scripts are highly regulated. Basically make sure the clients are happy and that we get the video that we need. So I'm kind of overseeing the whole process of carrying out that video.
And what's the difference between that job and the creative side? Is it the same thing? I mean, you're basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were to line produce for your normal job, and to line produce for your creative projects, it's kind of the same thing, right? The skills are transferable.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, I feel like for a person who is doing art and pursuing sort of creative things, you have such an ideal day job, because your day job is tangentially related to your creative job. At least the skills sort of transfer, and even though one may be to you not that exciting, perhaps, as far as the content, but at least it's like, you know, A, it's like a job that is related to your creative stuff, right?
Yeah, no, it's totally ideal, and I've learned a lot and met a lot of people and made, you know, good connections with really talented people, and it's totally helped me on you know, the personal end on my own filmmaking.
How often do you kick out a film? Like, when do you decide to do one? When you have time?
Because I've had the full-time job, I have done a lot of these sort of contest type films where you kick out a film in over a weekend, or like 48 hours, 72 hours. And you know, those aren't ideal. They're very challenging, but those are the things I have participated in and made films from, because it's been easy to dedicate a weekend to work on a film and then have a film by the end of that, by the end of those 2-3 days. So, that's how I've made a few, but I have made some on my own also. It's just hard to at the same time self-motivate and get those to completion.
I want to talk about, since you have one sometimes, maybe many times, what's the best part? Is it like when you go to the award show and you're like, yo, I'm about to, you know, like, talk to me about the fun, happy accomplishment sides of this. That's the part that I'm also interested in.
Okay. Well, maybe you might want to explain what the winning means.
what does the winning mean? I don't know what the winning means.
Well, I guess in terms of these contests, like, yes. I have participated in either like these 48 hour or 72 hour film contests where, you know, teams of filmmakers gather together and they make the film in that short time, and then they're somehow judged and there's a winner. So I did win a couple of those and it's been great.
What kind of perks do you get? Do you get money?
Well, this last one, we did win prize money.
All right.
So that's good. That's all you get, really. You get, no, well, we got like a little trophy. That was fun. So they screened the top 10 films and then announced winners at this screening event. And then, you know, you get your picture taken and you get it announced that you won. It's really more just bragging rights, and that you could use that when you submit to festivals and say, hey, this film won this. And, you know, it's just good for publicity for your film, so that you can get people to watch it, because they might be more interested if it won, if they knew it was the winner for this contest. For me, really been the point of submitting to film festivals is to get people to watch it, to see it on in a movie theater and, you know, on a real movie screen, and you know, watch the movie with a full audience and have and hear how they react. And you know, it's so different when you're just like at home alone watching it, you know,
over and over and over
over and over. And like, you know, if you've made a comedy, which I've made some comedies, like, after a while they're just not funny anymore when you've seen the same joke 100 times if you've been editing and stuff. So it's gratifying to watch it in a movie theater and hear an audience actually react, or like, you know, and also interesting to hear them react to parts that maybe you didn't know that were funny. Or
when you do short films, and this is not speaking from my perspective, but this is speaking from perhaps other people's perspective, sometimes they're like, a short film is like, that's not a film, that was just 10 minutes. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? You know, like, it's not a movie unless it's like 2 hours long. Like, do you have a sort of take on that?
Well, I guess I've never heard anyone say that. So why do you feel that way, John? Oh, am I allowed to say your name?
You can say my name all day. So you're not, you know, I think because, for example, like, if you were to win the Oscar for the best Oscar short, it's not on the same prestige level as like you just won Best Picture, because it's only 10 minutes, 20 minutes or whatever.
Well, sure. I mean, everyone would much rather watch a feature film, but
well, only because they're used to it. It's sort of like they say, "Oh, that's cute. You make short films. When are you going to make a real one?" you never hear that?
I mean, I guess, yeah, I guess you could call feature films real films. But I guess, I don't know. You look at commercials and TV shows, those are technically real stories there that could be considered films or short films. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
in different contexts if you look at some of them. So I don't know. I don't really worry about that. I've never really had to deal with that criticism. But yeah, I mean, in a way, like that is my goal too. Like, short films are sort of my practice in trying to get to making a feature film. Okay. And, you know, there's many reasons why people make shorts is, you know, yeah, they're trying to get into filmmaking, or they're trying to use it as a calling card to get attention, to get funding to make features. Or, you know, for myself, it's just been something that's been manageable for me to do and get my work out there and seen at film festivals, and going to film festivals is fun, and I get to meet people. So yeah, hopefully that it just leads to bigger things. So it's, you know, in a way I kind of acknowledge that, you know, they aren't as great as feature films, or that hopefully that is, you know, in the end, sort of the greater goal. I mean, in general, I do like making films with Asian American actors, and, you know, I guess to me that's always been important, to get those images out there and tell those stories and tell stories of Asian Americans, and that's kind of what I've tried to do. So it would be themed in that way, I guess. Not necessarily an Asian story, whatever that means, but with Asian American protagonists.
Is that because you are from the Asian American community, or because that's the community that you have been supported by?
Both.
Like, you're like, I want to tell Asian American stories. I want to put Asian American faces on screen.
Yeah, it's definitely that. Because I guess I feel growing up that I lacked that, or I did not see that. And it, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm going to put work out there, it would be to put more faces out there. Yeah.
Do you feel like that, I mean, have you been seeing some of the portrayals of Asian Americans on popular culture nowadays on television and movies? I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah. We talk about it sometimes. I would say it's definitely more now than it was when I was growing up.
Like, going in a good direction?
Yeah, I'd say so. Or definitely in more quantity, which I guess is always good. Good or bad, however those images are, good or bad, I think the quantity of it is good, because then, you know, people can debate them, or at least it's out there.
I was just reading this article about how Dustin from, I don't know his last name, from 21 Jump Street. I didn't watch 21 Jump Street, so I don't know his name.
Oh, Dustin Nguyen.
Yeah, yeah. About how he was like such a big deal because he was like this Asian character in this, you know, this cool show. What was his character like? Do you remember? Was he made to be very like Asian, stereotypically Asian? Was he just like, he happened to be Asian? Like, what was his role?
You know, I didn't really watch 21 Jump Street, but I did see something once. I think it was in a documentary about Asian males on screen, where his character on 21 Jump Street was Japanese, or his name was Japanese. Oh. I can't remember exactly. Okay. I'm sure you could IMDb this.
Right now, yeah.
but Dustin Nguyen is Vietnamese. He's a Vietnamese actor. And in the end, they actually came up with an episode on 21 Jump Street where he reveals that he's actually Vietnamese and had to disguise his name.
Oh.
He had to disguise himself, you know, to hide his real identity. I can't remember the real storyline, but, you know, then there were like links to the Vietnam War and, like, you know, just this whole backstory they gave him in this episode. So it's actually quite interesting. But like,
they actually addressed it.
Cast, you know, who knows if they just tagged on some whatever Asian name, but without actually recognizing that he was Vietnamese. I don't
know. Pretty awesome, actually. That's very progressive in a way for back then, right?
It's true.
So his name in the show was Harry Truman Aoki.
There you go, Japanese.
What is that? Why is his name Harry Truman?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I have been to several film festivals, and if I had any advice to filmmakers who are going to these film festivals with their films, I would suggest meeting and socializing as much with other filmmakers as possible. Like, definitely go to see as many films as you can, because usually you get to see them for free, and that's pretty awesome. But there's always parties and so forth, and I've met so many people, you know, at these film festivals and made connections and, you know, made films from, you know, by meeting people this way. So I would definitely suggest that. There's always karaoke also. So I suggest having a good karaoke song in your back pocket.
Always do.
Because most likely you will be going to one of these karaoke nights. And, you know, if you can karaoke, then you should definitely go up there and have a song ready to go.
Okay. Duly noted. I'm on it. Little Mermaid. Any other tips?
Other tips. Well, as far as making shorts, I would definitely try to keep them under 10 minutes. That is my suggestion for making shorts for film festivals, because if you want a chance to get them in, it's always hard as a programmer to program long shorts, mm-hmm. you know, such that are over 10 minutes, or even get them to watch it all the way through, mm-hmm. you know? The first short I ever made was 23 minutes. And I feel, you know, I wish someone had told me, don't do that.
Way to pay it forward. 23 minutes is a long time.
It was. And I, you know, but I didn't know what I was doing. I wrote a script and I made it. And I totally burned out because, you know, the production was a lot harder than I thought, and I edited myself, and I'm not a real editor. So it was just really challenging. And, you know, it didn't do that well. And I feel a lot of it, you know, well, one, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not the best film either. It's my first film, but it's also 23 minutes. And, right. you know, when you have film programmers that are programming shorts programs, it's much easier to fit in a 5-minute short than it is something that's over 20. So your chances of getting in are a lot slimmer. And I would suggest going to the film festivals by yourself. Like, don't really try to be hindered down by having a date with you, I guess is what I'm saying. 'Cause I can go to these films alone, and then you're always meeting people at them. And it, you know, if you go by yourself, it allows you to network and meet more people that way also.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hope you will need another PA for an upcoming film.
Okay. I'm sure I will. You were very helpful.
You know, I did what I could.
But you know, you saw what that project was like and where that film has gone. You could easily do this yourself.
No, not really. I'm not so much into that part of it. I'm into, well, I don't know, actually. It's tough to do mornings.
Or you could write one.
I would really like to do, I mean, even though this is already like so in the past, I'd really like to do like an Asian mumblecore one in LA.
Okay.
Because I think LA is the one city that hasn't been hit by the mumblecore thing yet, even though that's already like 4 years ago. And I think being an Asian mumblecore movie would be the perfect sort of way to
Interesting.
Go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You should do it.
If you come back to LA, let's make it happen.
Okay.